the most important thing to me is to carry the essence, to capture the essence of a person. I can get anybody to smile, and I can do it so quickly that it's a nice picture. And I could have made just as much money taking nice pictures of people as I could taking a lot more time and creating real works of personal, emotional, artistic art. I read people well. I understand them. I listen to them. I observe them. I get a real feeling for what's important to them in life. So, Mark, you know, and I photograph billionaires, so let's use an example of somebody that's got an incredible amount of money, let's say a man, and he comes in here, and it's funny, he's just as scared to get his picture taken as a shy little kid or a pimpled teenager, because he's there saying, okay, I'm supposed to look important, and how do I do that? You know, like I'm in front of a board meeting or this or that. That's not what it is. We sit down and I talk. I don't care if it's a doctor or a business person or a professor or a teacher. And the last thing we talk about is the picture and the camera. We talk about who they are, where they come from, where they were born, how they got to this point in life, what their mission is, what they love doing, what their experiences are. And when they do this, they're not thinking about the camera. They're being themselves. And that business person, a lot of times, I'm not going to generalize, but a lot of times we'll talk about their parents and they'll smile and you could just see that, holy moly, their mom and dad were proud of me or proud of them. And if they were still alive this day, they would be just approving that he's carrying on and accomplishing so much, that he's taking care of his family, that he's ethical, that he's moral, that he's doing something for his community, that he's setting goals. You talk about that with somebody, and whoa, you see what comes out of their prayer. Then they're comfortable. And then they don't have a stick up their butt when they're sitting down or standing up trying to look important. Then they're being who they are. And that's the most beautiful portrayal of a person that anybody can do. And that's the spark. But yeah, I mean, I learned a lot of this from my parents. And they were brilliant. They needed to do this not just because of their professional training, but just because of their lives. And they were survivors of the Holocaust. They learn to read people very well. They always had their eyes open. They could tell good people. They knew who to be afraid of or wary of. And I observed all that. And I studied psychology and had a lot of friends. And I was always drawn to people. So, you know, when my wife and I take a walk through a town or something, at the end of the walk, she'll tell me all the things she saw, and I didn't notice any of them. But I could tell her about every person I came across. Nobody has asked me this before, but it's stuff I'm going to be talking about at my retirement celebration, about the essence of what a beautiful portrait is. And yeah, you need to connect with the person. You need to understand who they are and get their emotional expression. But there's all this other stuff that you're looking at the same time. You're looking at technical things. You're looking at, you know, the focal point. You're looking at the exposure. You're looking at the depth of field. You're looking at ASA. You're looking at ISO. You're looking at artistic issues. You're looking at how you're cropping everybody, where they are in the frame to draw attention and have maximal impact. You're looking at foreground and background relationships. You're looking at the contrast and lighting. You're looking how the lighting highlights the subject and tones down the less important parts of the picture. I keep working on things. And before I always photograph somebody, I warn them that I make three different faces. And I never realized I made these faces when I photographed people until, like, it was probably 35 years ago or a little more that I was photographing a young woman. And we're having a great time, and the portraits are excellent. But all of a sudden she said, "John, why are you making that face?" And I went, I didn't know I was making a face. So I went into the dressing room right over here, and I looked in the mirror, and I made this face that I felt I was making, and went, "Holy moly, that is one scary expression." And I started thinking about what I was doing, and I realized that I go through a process when I photograph that goes from creative thinking to analytical thinking to emotional expression. And, you know, people help me understand that. So the first time I'm making the creative face, it's when I'm just like looking dumber than dirt, and I'm soaking in everything about the person. They're talking, and I just sort of go, for you viewers, Mark is noticing my really stupid face now. It's like I'm totally clueless. My mouth is hanging open. My eyes are sort of not blinking and blankly staring. And I'm absorbing. It's just free association. All these concepts come in, and boom, I have an idea of how this person should be expressing themselves and what the concepts are to put together. So the next face I make is the face that scared the young woman. It's the other side of the brain working. It's the left side of the brain, analytical thinking. You ready for the face? You hear Mark laughing now. It's a furrowed brow. It's a furrowed brow, and it's taking the little details, putting them together so that the entire gestalt works. The whole is greater than the sum of the parts. So you put that together, and then you get the emotional expression and the pose and stuff, and then I make the third face, which is like this. I love it, I love it, I love it. I tease people, I turn French, you know. I tease people that I've got three hemispheres in my brain instead of two. And that's nirvana. That's when, boom, and I tell people, a lot of people think I schmooze or I'm just BSing, you know, saying, oh, I love it, it's gorgeous. I cannot lie. If I try to lie, it'd be ridiculous. You'd see it written all over my face. But when we get that feeling, and they know it, they get excited. I say, boom, we got it. And then sometimes I'll show them the back of the camera now, which is wonderful with digital, and they go, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. So it's a partnership, Mark. I mean, we're working. It's a dance. It's a creative dance. It's not my creativity. It's a combination of the subject, their perception, their creative way of expressing that, unique way of expressing themselves, and my creative way of interpreting it. It's a joyful experience. It's emotional for both of us, gratifying. And what can I say? You know, it's really weird because you have no idea how many secrets I know about people. The experience here in the studio is very intimate. People express things, tell me things that they would tell their pastor, their therapist, their hairdresser, and bartender. Honest to gosh. And I don't tell anybody. I guard those secrets. I don't tell my wife. But we end up having a bond together that is, what can I say? It's shown by the number of wonderful relationships that we have with customers who are also friends. And it's not a superficial relationship. People come back and I remember them. I remember the details. I remember the family. I remember the stories of their life. It's something that, you know, we share together for a lifetime.